same type game. The type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like cats with big things. Jewel ship, money clip, phone flip the six range. Has seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance. And that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist laced up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym, tone your frame up. A sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up. I tried to play it low key but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica. She sipping Chris straight up, skanking while in the waist up. Seen my fam throwing the jam, Fareed is on the stand. Big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move in here. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herb. Shocked to sell, she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Most, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, reserved the crew especially. And Honey Love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. Cause baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Chinky eyes, sweet voice, f***ing with me mentally. Be conversating, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the steelo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that dude. I was like, what? I played it low though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on then, let's go. This is mad. This is so sick. I'm telling you, yo, Honey was so blazing. She was just, yo, she looked like Jane Kennedy, word walk to my mother, man. She was that L, man. She take it to the dance floor and she start whispering to me. Yo, let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't be coming right, I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laughed about it, traced the arms across my shoulder blades. They playing lover's rock, I got to fold the fingers on the waist. He in my butt up like the Arizona summer song finished. And she whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers.
Scene 3.
Weeks and waiting, late night conversation. In the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing Gregory Isaacs like, if I don't showing me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweetest taboo, burning candles. All my other plans got canceled. Man, I smash it like an Idaho potato. She call me at my jail, come now, I can't say no. Jensen tree trunks, rocking a pee from cocking her knees up. Champion lover, not ease up. 3 months, she call, I feel I'm running a fever. 6 months, I'm telling her I desperately need her. 9 months, blue light symptoms are shorty not around. I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight, we hook up and go at it. Burn a stogie, let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh, damn it. This on Harrison, full frantic. My 911's an answer by my fly Taurus Enchantress. Next week, who hit me up? I saw Sharice at the kitty club with some banging ass Asian playing. Lay it down and lick me up. What?
Yo. I never start like that. But, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming back to listen to another episode of the Reckless Effect Podcast. And this is your boy, King Reckless, in the building. Hope y'all feeling good and feeling great. Because today, we have a guest. Now, I don't introduce people that come onto the show like often, actually. I don't. I've only had, that's not the point. The point is that this woman right here has a crown that she purposely tilts. She never lets it fall. She even sleeps with it on. That's how much of a queen she is. And never in your life say anything negative about her or call her a bitch, because her tongue is sharp and she would make you beg for forgiveness only for you to open your eyes and realize you're not in front of her anymore. You are at the pearly gates speaking to Jesus and you didn't even know how it happened. They have to run the playback and you like, damn, I am stupid. This woman is a friend of the show, friend of the people. I don't know if she really cares about the community as much, even though she works in a community. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, here's Brittany in the building.
What an introduction. Wow.
Thank you.
Never in my life. That was amazing.
I'm so glad. So I'm going to repeat the same thing that I said to you right before we started.
Okay.
I said, because I asked her, ladies and gentlemen, is there anything that is out of bounds or off topic? And she said, nope, I'm good. And I said, cool. I was not going to ask again. So I decided to do my Googles. And I don't mean like actually Googling because, you know, she's not like really a famous person or anything like that. But I did go down a rabbit hole of her Twitter and her Facebook and have so many questions. And I'm hoping to get these answers. And
you guys
are all just going to be on this wild ride with me. So here we go.
Here we go.
First and foremost, please introduce yourself to the people so they just get a little taste of you before we get into it.
Okay, well, my name is Brittany, and I am a single mom of two, and I am the nicest person you'll ever meet.
We already starting off with lies. No,
she... It depends on who you ask, actually.
No, that's fair. And I've seen some of the comments that people leave on, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, yeah, that is accurate. Or this person has no idea who she is. And then another person, I'm just like, oh, you're just trying to, you slid in the DMs and she ignored it. And now you're hoping that she sees your comment. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So let's get into actually that part.
Okay.
Actually, no, let's back up a second because there is a subject that I did want to bring up with you. So you know about the Jonathan Major situation.
Correct.
Okay. So what are your thoughts on everything that has transpired from that day until now? Everything that's been rolling out and everything.
Yeah, so I don't know a lot about it. I'm going to be honest. My source for this was Twitter.
Ah.
So.
The go-to.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, like daily load. I don't really know how accurate the stuff that they post is. I did see when he was originally, like, charged. And then I saw when they were talking about things being dropped, and then I saw the text messages. So that's where I am with, that's literally all I know about it, actually. Oh, no.
Perfect. Then so. You are caught up.
Yeah. Okay, then. I was very confused by the whole thing. I think it's very opportune timing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I feel you, because I'm very weird when it comes to like hearing stories and stuff. Like, I really want to like find out like who are the players, what's going on, like where was this time of day, all that stuff. Like, and I really want to listen to the story and try to figure it out.
Okay.
And like most of the time I'm right. People think I'm crazy, but I'm right. Like the Jussie Smollett situation, I literally was the first person out of everybody that I know and other people. I posted it on this podcast and I talk about it often. I literally was the first one to say, nah, he's lying.
Yeah.
He's lying. And I'm a friend of the community, of the LGBTQIA+ community. Mm-hmm. I am a friend. I am an ally. And when they came for me, all I said was, just wait. Because we don't have all the facts.
Yeah.
But as a black man first, there's one thing in this story that just is not going to happen. Like, no. You put a noose around my neck? Nah, dog. I'm not leaving it there while I walk home.
Right.
That's not happening.
Yeah. So many things.
So many things. But this situation, like, when I first heard it, now, we don't know this man personally.
Right.
No idea. We don't know his relationship. We don't know anything about him. We just know that he makes great work.
Yes.
But it just didn't feel right of how... One, how quickly they arrested him.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the laws there are different in New York. And I get that when it comes to assault or something serious and you see injuries. Like, I get it. But how quickly the lawyers also said, nah, these are about to be dropped. Like, it was spoken with confidence.
Yeah.
And there was nothing else. And then to hear, oh, they were in a taxi. And the only person that's spoke to the taxi driver was his team. The DA didn't go, hey, let's go find this person, let's go find other witnesses. Like, you went solely off of her. Mm-hmm. I felt like this was opportunistic, not only just not only for her, but for the DA.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. So like, coming from my perspective in a situation like this, as someone who dates interracially,
you know what that means. White guys, you just fell off. Sorry. Sorry. Black Lives Matter over here.
No, I'm honestly, like, I'm attracted to vibes. Like, I really don't have, like, a specific, like, oh, I only like black guys. Absolutely not. Like, obviously, my ex-husband, the father of my child, was Filipino and Vietnamese. Like, I don't, not like black only. Like, no.
Yeah.
But as someone who does date interracially, these are the type of situations that get brought up when it's like, this is why we don't trust white women. This is why we have to protect ourselves from the oppressor, the white woman, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it gives people fuel to keep that fire alive.
Yeah, it really stokes those flames.
Yes.
And it in a time in our lives where we want so much, like, equality and togetherness, it's astounding that there is so much fear and trauma to where you walk out the house and you literally have no idea, like, what's going to happen. Right. And me, obviously being black, it's a constant fear. And
way different. For,
way yeah, different. No, and sure. I've had many a situations. Oh, girl, the stories I can tell you. But it's,
oh, I bet, yeah.
Like, it's, it just felt like, it for me, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to deny the woman because she's a woman, like, oh, F woman. No, that's not me at all. Mm-hmm. It's more of like, the facts just don't add up. There's something that just does not fit in this piece. Mm-hmm. It's not really about, like, me liking him as an actor. It's more of like, this just doesn't add up. And then when the text messages came out, it was like, he could have easily deleted, like, any responses or anything like that. Sure enough, right?
Yeah.
And they can easily go out and get those phone records and find out. You know, that's another thing that can happen. But I felt like that was pretty damning because no one would actively, no woman, in my opinion, would put themselves in that position to say that if it wasn't true.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she definitely meant every single word.
For sure.
So, I hope everything works out for him.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, I hadn't really heard of him much before anything. And so this is really, like, the first, like, news I'm ever hearing of him. Other than, obviously, like, him starring and stuff and, like, new movies coming out. But as far as, like, bad press, per se, like, I've never really heard anything bad about him. So, hopefully this isn't, like, a permanent mark on his record kind of thing. Like,
I hope not.
You know, because people like to hold grudges, whether things are disproven or not. They like to hold grudges against people, and it's crazy.
Actually, that's very interesting that you brought that up. Damn, I swear we didn't even, like, work on this, people. This is just straight from the dome. But
yes.
No, but that one sentiment is, like, really important. We're so quick to cancel people. And here's a question I want to ask you. When does redemption kick in? Is it, like, an action that needs to be done, or is there a time frame?
Well, see, it's hard with that because everybody has different feelings towards things. You might get over something in a week that it might take me a month to get over.
Mm-hmm.
So someone publicly apologizing might mean something to you and not shit to me. Mm-hmm. Regardless, you're not going to please everybody. Like, it doesn't, it's kind of like on everybody's own timeline, if you will. So it's almost like some people in other people's minds are canceled forever. I will never go see Dave Chappelle because fuck him, right?
Yeah.
And other people are like, come on, you know, he didn't mean it that way, whatever, yeah. You know. So it's hard to say. I mean, there are people trying to cancel Jimmy Fallon for an SNL skit from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
At what point, like, are you the same person that you were 10 years ago, 15 years ago?
Oh, hell no.
So cancel culture to me is honestly a bunch of bullshit.
Like, it really is.
It really is, because again, you're not going to please everybody. There's always going to be people that are just diehard fans and are going to ride for people no matter what they do, whether it's wrong or right. Someone could go out and kick a baby, but that's still like, I'm going to ride for them. People do that.
Yeah.
And then there are people that you can, the smallest, there are people right now that will never see Jonathan Majors in a movie ever again in their life because of the situation.
Yeah.
Whether it's disproven or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's just society, and like that's the world we live in now, unfortunately.
And that's such a huge problem.
Oh, for sure.
Mostly because there are people who may have made a mistake.
Yeah.
Or made an error in judgment or actively did something that they knew was wrong. Ooh. And they just, you know, they got the ass whooping. So I base my feelings of like forgiveness and giving you that second chance, because I do believe in that. I base it off of how well did you take that ass whooping?
Yeah.
And what did you learn from it? And now let's see what you do from there.
Right.
There are plenty of people in prison that have done like terrible things and it's their first time, or they just fell into a trap, or shit happens. And then they come home and you see, you know, pushed out from society, not being mm-hmm. able to get a job. They end up falling back into the trap and an old system. Like, yeah. And it's like, when do we give people the real opportunity to show you who they can become? Like, if there wasn't social media, I'm going to be honest, if there wasn't social media,
a dream. I wish.
It'd be great. But we wouldn't have Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
He was a fuckhead back in the day.
Right.
And he went to jail. Mm-hmm. He went to prison. Mm-hmm. But look at him now.
Well, now he's still trying to get canceled for his blackface in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, and we should really leave that alone, because that was incredible. That was spot on. Like,
you're a Tropic Thunder fan then, I take it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, so I fucking love that movie, right?
Yeah.
I was like, are you guys serious? The whole point of the movie, I was like, essentially, he's making fun of people, right? Like,
yeah.
In that, I'm just a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude. Like, it's satire in a way.
Yeah.
And it goes over so many people's heads. Like, nope, it's blackface. It's wrong, period.
Yeah. And that's why Ben Stiller defended it. And he said, yeah, if a lot of these jokes, you're probably mad because they went over your head.
Had to.
Yeah. And a lot of it, every single bit of it did. Yeah. Making fun of the method actor who goes way too deep mm-hmm. into it. That's brilliant. Making fun of the actor who is just trying to make his comeback. Another one who is, I need to get away from what people know me as so you can take me seriously. Mm-hmm.
It's just such a good movie.
It's such a great movie. And it works on so many levels, and it's just ridiculous to even want to go after him for that, because if it wasn't for his fight to come back, mm-hmm. we wouldn't have, well, Tropic Thunder, but we wouldn't have Iron Man. Exactly. The Marvel Universe would not be what it is if it wasn't for that man.
Right. And, you know, it's so funny because I just recently saw a meme that was like, how does a generation that grew up on Family Guy and South Park become so sensitive?
Right?
Like, it blows my mind.
It blows my mind. It doesn't make any sense. And, like, let's be real. There's so much worse things out there in the world than that movie. And when it comes to, like, people who, going back to redemption, like, R. Kelly can't be redeemed because he took his ass whooping, but he didn't really, because he got off on the first case. Mm-hmm. And he kept going. Mm-hmm. We enabled him. And there are people who will still step in the name of love today.
Right.
You know, Harvey Weinstein. Like, we have all of these people. Yeah. Bill Cosby. And I love Bill Cosby. But, like, all of this. Like, we have all of these people who have habitually fucked up.
Right.
So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But Kevin Hart, who made a joke 12 years ago, who apologized for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, meant it and kept his word to never make jokes like that ever again. Why are you still bringing it up and making him want to, making him lose a job and make him apologize again? And then you get mad at him when he says, I already apologized, I'm not going to apologize again. True, it was stupid that he apologized later, but point still valid.
Yes.
When do we stop holding people to that original image? Or that image that makes us comfortable.
Right. It's like we're picking and choosing, right? Like, what we are willing to forgive and what we're not.
Mm-hmm.
Something as serious as the allegations and proven allegations against people like Harvey Weinstein, like you mm-hmm. said, versus comments made. Like, how sensitive can we actually be? And also, though, if you really think about it, it's a power thing too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's very famous, and a lot of people know him, but he wasn't at the same level as, like, Harvey Weinstein, who was a very, very powerful person, as well as, like, Jeffrey Epstein. They're very powerful people
yeah.
that are more, like, behind the scenes. Like, did you actually know about these people? before all of this kind of stuff happened. Maybe, you knew about like the Weinstein Company and stuff like that, but did you actually know who Harvey Weinstein was?
Exactly.
No. But you know who Kevin Hart is, and he's the face of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. He's under endorsement deals. He has all these different things. So in people's minds, it's more important for him to be held accountable for things than people who aren't necessarily like the face of the public or like out there, you know?
Yeah. So it's crazy. This generation is wild.
And yeah, there's really no answer for that, you know? Cause it's mm-hmm. like in my mind, again, it's how serious is the crime? And how long does it take you to get over something like that? You know, you personally, how long does it take you? Because everyone in society is different. So how long does it take you to get over something?
So I brought this up to my grandmother, who is wild. One day I'm going to record our conversations. But I asked her this question and she said, give me an example.
Okay.
And the first thing that popped into my head was Brock Turner. Do you remember? Well, long story less long. Brock Turner was this kid at a college party, got drunk, and a girl was also drunk, passed out behind the...
Okay, yes, the dumpster, right?
The dumpster,
Yes.
No need to finish that, but...
Gotcha.
That was horrible.
No, for sure.
Was it a stupid decision that he made? Yes. Was he drunk out of his mind? Yes. Is it an excuse? That's shaky. It's shaky because if you and I are both drunk at a party... Uh-huh. And we both are blasted and everybody sees that we've drank, we take drugs, we smoke weed, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then this happens, mm-hmm. right? It's no excuse for you, woman. It's no excuse. Right. You were drunk. That's not an excuse. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
But me, it's nah, you should know better. And it's like, well, isn't that kind of like a double standard? Because if we're both drunk, we're both going to make stupid decisions.
No, for sure.
That's why I say it's shaky. I'm not defending him.
No, I hear you.
I just need to say that. Not defending him.
I got you.
But it is shaky in certain situations. But my point being is we know the situation and that was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. So Brock Turner is now in Ohio. He's in a hole. He works in a warehouse. He doesn't eat or talk to anybody. Nobody fucks with him, right? I asked, what if one day he's walking down the street and he hears people screaming and there's a fire? You hear police in the distance, but you don't know where they are.
Okay.
And he runs in the building and he literally saves these kids' lives. There's five kids, mm-hmm. right? He mm-hmm. saves their lives. He takes second and third degree burns. Lungs are scarred.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the hospital for a while. The word gets out that this person did this. And then you find out that it was him.
Mm-hmm.
Is he redeemed in any way, shape, or form? Or will he forever be that guy from that one night?
Well, he'll never be like redeemed from what he did necessarily, you know,
mm-hmm.
but he can still grow as a person and, you know, be somebody new now. But as far as like, that will always be a mark on his quote unquote record, life record, mm-hmm. if you will, forever. So whether he'll actually be redeemed for that just for doing a good act, not necessarily, mm-hmm. but maybe, you know? So, really, it's again your perception. If you feel that him saving a bunch of kids outweighs the fact that he did what he did when he was a kid,
mm-hmm.
then he's redeemed in your eyes. If yeah. not, then he will forever just be a bad person to you. Like me personally, yeah. people can grow, people can change. Yeah. Like I said, like I'm not the same person that I was even 5 years ago.
Oh, I know.
I know. He's like, we'll get to that. So, I just have a different perspective on things. I don't necessarily always agree with the majority. So it's harder for me because I try to look at things like devil's advocate, like both perspectives. And when you're a kid and you're drunk, you do dumb things. Again, not defending him, but shit happens. Like, mm-hmm. I understand that, you know, I've done things in my life that I'm not proud of.
Yeah.
You know, so I wouldn't ever want someone to look at me and be like, no, you're the girl that did that. And yeah. you will never be anything better in my eyes because you're the girl that did that.
But that's my point.
Right.
Because we don't want that for ourselves.
Right.
Why is it okay to give it to someone else? If we're always going to be our worst day or our past self to you,
yeah,
then nobody can be redeemed.
Yeah. Right. Well, and yeah, I mean, in society, it's just that you will never have everybody agree that, yes, you're good now. Like, green record, you're all good to go because you did this that made up for that. So in society as a whole, like, how do you have an actual example of someone who's done something really bad and then done something really good and how society reacted to that?
Tukey Williams, I want to say. He was an ex-gangbanger, Crip, did horrible things, kill people, rob, steal, drug dealing, all that. Just Google him. But the one major beautiful thing was that he ended up working really hard to... He got the death penalty. Mm-hmm. But he was working really hard to influence the youth to make sure that they do not repeat the same mistakes. And he recognized the error in his ways and the mindset of being in the gang and the gang life and everything. And he wrote a book. Okay. The man was, like, nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow.
Did we still kill him? Yeah, for sure. But yeah, the point is that, like, that... There is, it's there.
See, and that's redemption too, because he's trying to have the youth and the kids that he was mentoring, as you say, or whatever, he's trying to have them not do what he did. So that's his form of redemption directly, because it's like, I did this wrong, and now I've learned those lessons, and I want to teach other people not to do those things that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in our other analogy, it's kind of like, What would he have to do that would be redemption for something like that? Would have to go be a mentor to rape victims? Like, what would it take? You know what I mean? Like, as a direct redemption, like, this is what I did, and this is how I'm fixing it. Because not everybody's going to see, like... And my other question, okay, say that there was a burning building and there are kids. Do you think that the news would maybe say just a good Samaritan did it so that he stays in a bad light? Or do you think they would actually say that he was the one...
I think controversy creates cash, so they would definitely say it was him,
okay. Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to blow up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I have hope, and people tell me that I'm ridiculous for having it, but I have hope. So we'll just have to see about that.
We will.
Yeah. So
okay.
There is a question that I do have that is that I know is on everybody's mind.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I have it here.
Oh, you have a list. You have an actual list.
Okay. I told you I was not.
You prepared.
I felt like a creeper. but I swear it was in the interest of science.
I have to preface this by saying too that certain people have certain permissions to see certain things on my Facebook. So like my family and my really close friends that I like actually know can't see all the statuses and pictures and stuff that you guys can. It's like a secret double life, if you will. But like I have old like my family on there and stuff, and obviously so I don't necessarily like, and I did this a long time ago, like when I first created my Facebook, I had my whole family on there, and then when I started adding people I didn't know, because I had an old Facebook before and I would only add people I knew, and so I didn't have to change anything or do anything. But now that I had a new Facebook, I basically blocked everybody that I don't actually know. Or, like, blocked everybody I do know so that everybody who I don't know can just see everything I... Not that I don't know, but, like, you know.
No,
people that's fair. People I wouldn't... That I know wouldn't care about the stuff I post, basically.
No, that's fair.
My family would care.
I respect that, yeah. My family, yeah, we don't give a fuck. You can say what you want, but, you know, just don't do dun-dun-dun. And I'm like, all right, cool. But my Twitter... Different world.
Oh, same. I don't have any family on my Twitter, so.
Yeah. Actually, my Twitter is pretty tame. It's pretty safe. Like.
Now, my old ones.
Yeah. So, I tried. I tried to look. But, no. So, the question that I know, I need the answer to is, it's from this post where you said, so today the dude working at the dispensary who usually helps me told me he's in love with me.
Yeah.
So, what happened? Did you get the digits? Did you?
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a guy that helps me every time I go to the dispensary. I don't know his name, but he knows me by name now. Like, he, as soon as I walk in, Brittany, hey, what's up? I'm like, oh, what's up, dude?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you're familiar with Colossus.
Yes.
Elder Creek.
Yes.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't smoke, but I do know where it is.
I'm a pothead, so. No, but when you, like, first walk in, it's a door to your left. The, like, people are behind the glass at the front, okay? So I walk in, and the guy that normally helps me is sitting down, and he's like, Brittany. And there's a different guy behind him that I'd never seen before, just standing behind him. I always do express order. So I always buy my, like, order it online and go pick it up. Mm-hmm. So I don't ever have to be there for long. I literally go and pay and leave, okay? So I hand them my ID and I go sit down, and the guy that was standing behind the guy that normally helps me came around and he opened the door for me and said, okay, like, we're ready for you, come back, and handed me my ID and said, how can we help you today? Mm-hmm. I'm not used to this question because you can help me by doing my express order. What do you mean? Like, and I go, so where are we at? And he goes, wherever you want to be, like, which register is what I was asking him. And he goes, mm-hmm. wherever you want to be. And I said, no, like, where's my bag? Like, what are you talking about? But he was kind of walking away from me when I was saying that part. And then I saw the guy that normally helps me at the register. So I just walked over to him. And the other guy that was helping him, like, stands behind him again. And I say, I'm like, oh, hi, you know, and he goes, oh, yeah, you're here for your order. I said, yeah, I have an express order. And I get the guy that normally helps me turns to the other guy and basically is like, yeah, Stan, she has an express order. Like, go get the bag, you know. So he starts to walk away. And then the other guy that normally helps me, he picked the bag up and goes, just kidding, it's right here. I have it. And so Stan starts walking back over, and I was like, dang, Stan, like, how are you going to let him play you like that? You just let him do that? Mm. And Stan says, that's fine. Right before you walked in, he told me he's secretly in love with you. And the guy's face, he was like, Stan, this is why I don't tell you anything. He was, like, so mad. And I didn't even know what to say. I just started laughing. I was like, oh, okay. Like, oh, goodbye. Like, just grabbed, like, did my order and left. It was funny. It was interesting.
So you didn't get the digits?
Negative. No, I've seen him there. I've seen him there every time I go there. And not to be conceited, but I can tell when people, like, find me attractive or, you know, like, want my number. Like, it pretty much reads on some people's faces, you know? Yeah,
for sure.
I can see it.
Yeah.
So if I wanted, I probably could have definitely gotten it by now, but I'm not interested now.
I hear that.
I feel that, but...
I'm sorry, young man, wherever you are. But no, okay, wow, that's funny. I like that. Yeah. I was hoping that there'd be a happy ending.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was wrong. But don't worry, because I have so many questions.
Don't worry, there's more.
You said a whole bunch of things, or at least this one was from last year. Oh, what you said, I don't drink water. What I heard, my pussy stinks.
A.
No, to be fair.
Where is the lie?
No, I was like, oh, no, that's facts. That's super facts. That's facts, Kellerman. No. That's wild.
Honestly, though, like, that is what I hear. That is actually what I hear when people say things like that. Like, if dudes say they don't drink water, like, you're nuts disgusting.
Yeah.
I know it. I just know it.
I used to be the person that drank, like, Red Bulls and soda just because I'm working all day.
Yeah.
And then when I realized, oh, I'm getting fat, let me drink some water. No, I started drinking Red Bulls more.
I had a Red Bull addiction, so I hear you.
Yeah, but water, I need people to realize that you need to stay hydrated.
When you ask the question, what's the one drink you could have for the rest of your life? If you can only have one thing to drink for the rest of your life, if your answer is anything but water, there's a problem.
Yeah, oh no, fair.
There is a problem.
But then when people usually preface it with, like, oh, if you're on a deserted island, and or, like, if you're locked in the house, you can only have one drink, and it's like, well, does my sink work? Like, the questions start to arise, and then you're thinking of other things besides the one thing that will keep you alive.
Yeah.
But if you're on an island, I mean, there is water everywhere, so...
It'd be alcohol. No.
Yeah, I would still get alcohol. You don't drink?
I don't... Okay, I'm not going to say I don't drink, but I don't typically. Like, I will for celebrations, oh, you got a promotion, you want to go out for a margarita, like, I'll do that.
Or it's your birthday and you have shots.
And I have shots, stuff like that. You know, I will drink occasionally, but I'm a pothead. Like, I would prefer to smoke.
Yeah, I don't smoke. I drink. I used to smoke, but I think the last time that I actually smoked weed was, I was like 24, 25, but I'm 35 now, so no.
Agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. I just kind of just stopped.
No, yeah. I'm trying to somewhat go on something of a tolerance break. Mm-hmm. The fact that I had to preface it like that just lets you know how serious I'm taking that.
Oh, no, yeah.
This past Sunday, I stopped drinking caffeine, so I haven't had any coffee. I haven't had any Red Bulls. I've only been drinking water, and I've had only fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
So I had decided at that time that I was also only going to, or I wasn't going to smoke anymore. And then I was like, no, we're not doing that.
I feel that.
I'll go insane.
I believe that, but.
Especially with two kids as a single mom, like crazy. I will go insane.
Yeah. Which is weird because I have a 9-year-old and like after the day with her, I'm just like, you know what? You know, if I did smoke, I'd smoke weed right now. But let me hit this nicotine vape while she's knocked out over there. You know?
Yeah.
I feel that. I feel you on that. There's another thing. And let's get into this because this was one of my favorites.
Okay.
I'm the type of bitch that doesn't give a fuck. If you have multiple bitches, just don't lie to me about it.
Okay.
Please elaborate.
Okay.
Because I know that there's other stuff as well, and we're not going to get into all of those. But there was one, and I said, nah, cat.
Tell me.
I don't remember.
I need to know.
But then you said, oh, really? It's okay. Cap? And I was like, you know what? It's probably not. Okay, she's being that bold online. Yeah.
I say shit for reactions. It's hilarious. This is not one of those things. I was that girl that has always been faithful to her boyfriend / husband / whoever, because I'm still technically married, but I broke up with my ex-husband in 2017, and I've always been the faithful girl, the one that, you know, you've cheated on me, that's okay, I'm still faithful to you. I've literally never cheated in any relationship I've been in. Mm-hmm. And I've been cheated on in every relationship I've ever been in. Mm. So it took me a long time to actually get to this mindset and be okay with it. Because in my mind, I'm more worried about someone being honest with me than, and I don't necessarily take it as like disloyalty. If you're telling me like, I fuck with you, like you're my bitch, and these are the other girls I'm fucking with. Cool. Mm-hmm. I respect that. I know exactly what I'm getting myself into. I can choose to be in this situation if I want to. I don't like getting into a situation and then you say, oh, and by the way, I have these other girls. If I in my mind know what I'm getting into and know what I'm signing up for, I can accept that over you maybe telling me down the road when I'm already invested. So basically it took me fucking with someone in another state. So I currently still fuck with someone who lives in Texas. I knew that obviously, you know, this is a long distance thing and we met long distance. It's not like we met in Sacramento and we're together in Sacramento and then he moved. You know, that would be kind of like a different situation. But I knew, like, you know, I know where you are.
Yeah.
I know the situation. He's extremely attractive. So I already knew that he can get whatever bitch he wants, essentially. Mm-hmm. So I am actually okay. Like, I don't mind the fact that he'll vent to me about his other bitches and then I give him advice on stuff like that. And in a way it's almost like emotional support is what I get from this situation. And he's like my best friend. But when I see you, like, we fucking for sure.
Yeah. Like, sure. When you're here, the dick is mine.
1,000%.
I got you.
Yes. Yeah. I also feel like in a way I'm kind of like the person that like conforms to situations. Like, society is not what it was when my parents were growing up.
Yeah.
And when I first got married. So in a way, I don't want to say that I'm necessarily like discouraged with the like society now, but in a way I kind of am. Mm-hmm. And I've just pretty much accepted the fact that in a way, like, we as humans aren't necessarily meant to be monogamous. And I'm okay with that.
So where does that leave you on that other end of it?
I actually am really, really enjoying my life right now.
Evasion.
Being by myself and having emotional support from someone who's like four states away. And I'm really liking the time that I have to learn and love me and just like grow as a person while not necessarily having to worry about like someone else. Like, are you coming over after work? And like, are we going out to dinner? Like those kinds of things. Like I pretty much just kind of like stay to myself. I go to work, I take care of my kids, I come home, like I don't do anything and I don't go anywhere. But in a way, like this is my time to just love me. And if I do ever find someone, whether it's one person or it's a poly situation or whatever it is, if I do ever end up finding someone, I'll know, like I'll look back on this time and I'll be happy that I had this time to myself, by myself. Because I've started going to therapy. Like I've grown a lot in this time since my ex-husband and I broke up. And I've, you know, dated people here and there. But this right now is like the ideal situation for me. So that might be my mindset right now. I don't give a fuck if you fuck with other bitches. 5 years from now, I don't know if that's still gonna be my mindset. Like, it's really funny to me too, because I feel like we as society don't understand that opinions can change.
Yeah.
You can tell me your opinion on something and I might have the complete opposite opinion. But then when I tell you my opinion, you might be like, well, I never thought about it like that. And vice versa. People don't respect the fact that people's opinions can change. So yes, right now that is my mindset. I don't care if you are fucking with other people, as long as you're not lying to me about that. Don't tell me I'm the only bitch and I'm in love with you and all these different things. And that's not the case, because that's what hurts my feelings, is finding out that you lied to me. Not necessarily the fact that you have someone else.
Fair. That's fair. So would, at this point, would you consider yourself polyamorous, or just I'm in love with me right now and I'm accepting whatever comes to me?
I mean, well, technically I'm celibate right now, so it's been a year since I've had any kind of anything. So this is definitely the self-love part. I'm not worried about anything else right now. I'm not worried. I've had the fuck buddy, can't do it. Like, I've had the friends with benefits, can't do it. That's literally why this situation is ideal for me. Not I can't do it. It's, I feel like every time there's a friends with benefits or a fuck buddy, everybody's like, oh, feelings will never get involved. And then feelings always get involved. And I'm not even saying it's like necessarily me, because everyone's like, it's always the girl. It's not. Trust me. It's not.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so chill about stuff and nonchalant. You want to go out with your boys, go out with your boys. Like, I'm not going to sit here and blow you up. Where are you at? What are you doing? Your time is your time. Just like when I'm with my friends, my time is my time.
Yes.
So I don't need to be codependent on someone. But yeah, that's my opinion on that.
No, that's beautiful. Okay. So we're going to actually start wrapping this up, but okay. There was one other thing.
It's still working, right? I was like, this.
No, you're not. Okay. Yeah, no, it, oh, nah, I'll figure it out. But, so I started to do this thing just because I was bored and I came up with some random thoughts. And now all of a sudden I cannot find these random thoughts. Where did they go? Oh, it's right here. So I did have a whole bunch of questions, like more, but I decided that I'm going to go into...
You need to say that for part two? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, for sure we're doing a part two. For sure. But real quick is we're going to do a rapid fire. I'm just going to throw two things at you and you're going to pick one of them.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to go down the list. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Hot girl summer or a wifed up winter?
Fuck. Hot girl summer.
Respect or loyalty?
Three years ago, I would have said loyalty, and now I'm going to say respect.
Okay, okay. Tough one for you. Twitter or Pornhub?
Oh, Twitter, easy. Twitter porn, legendary. Get out. I don't even go on Pornhub anymore. You should see my Twitter bookmarks right now. It's ridiculous.
I thought I could try, but I could not. But I have seen the people you follow, and I was like, oh, she's okay.
I don't follow any porn people, but I do follow people who are...
No, I know what you mean. Like, I seen the, you know, click my link. Yeah, so I got you. Teeth or eyes?
Teeth.
Mm. Dad bod or six pack?
Dad bod.
Oh, mm. Didn't see that coming. You with the shit, so I'll ask. Jagged Edge or 112?
I knew it was going to be between those two as soon as you said Jagged, and it's Jagged for me. I'm sorry.
Mm. Okay. Drew Hill?
Okay.
Or Blackstreet?
Mm. Drew Hill.
Drew Hill.
I know, mm. I know, I know.
Okay. Pussycat Dolls or Spice Girls?
Oh, Jesus. Spice Girls.
For sure. There's no other answer. Mm. Mm. This one might get you in trouble. Uh-oh. I don't know on which side, but I'm going to ask it. Beyonce or Rihanna?
Oh, Rihanna.
Oh, see, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. I'm sorry, but yeah.
No, it's okay. The Beehive have been coming for me.
They're in a different breed.
That is the worst fan base I've ever seen in my life. And I love Beyonce, but I'm not ready to kill somebody over their opinion.
You want to talk redemption? Beyonce could get away with her.
She could. She could.
Let's be honest. Right now.
There is no jury on the United States of America that would say, confidently, she's guilty.
There has to be a reason. She wouldn't have done this for nothing.
Yeah. So, moving on. Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac.
Mm. Hawaii or Bora Bora?
Never been to Bora Bora.
Oh, I know.
However, I would love to go to Bora Bora, but I do like Hawaii.
Okay. Most people have never been to both, so then it's like more of like
fantasy,
which
would you prefer? Kind of, I guess I would say then Bora Bora because I've been to Hawaii, so I want to experience Bora Bora.
Okay, that's fair. Here's some initials that I'm going to throw at you. You will be able to pick it up. BBC or BWC?
BBC.
See, that's why I said it earlier.
What?
Sorry, white guys. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm surprised that was even a question. Do you want to hear a really funny story? I know that you're in the middle of rapid fire, but I have to tell this one really quick.
Okay.
I was over at my best friend's house, and they recently bought a fire stick. And they plugged in the fire stick, and apparently had found a porn site.
Mm.
And when they found a porn site, all of a sudden, they have like a little preview box, and all you see is this white guy just like ramming the shit out of this white girl. And I was like, oh my fucking God. I forgot that dicks are also white. Like, I was genuinely shocked. I was like, what is that? Oh my God, it's a white dick. Like, I hadn't seen one in, like, because I don't watch porn with white dick. And I've never, you know, like, so I was, when I tell you, like, my adrenaline was rushing, like, I was shocked. Like, my heart dropped. I was like, holy shit, what is that? Oh, fuck, it's a white dick. Like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh. That, I've never in my, you know, that's, I think I've seen too many dicks for someone like me. I've seen them all. And it's weird.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's like a porn addiction or anything like that. No, it's just, you know, being...
No discrimination.
But then being a dancer, being around people, going to, like, living where I've lived, and the friends that I've had, it's just like... I should not have seen so many penises in my life. But to be fair, I also probably shouldn't have seen as many boobs as I have.
I mean, look, the very first time I went to LA Pride, I had never seen so many naked people in my life, ever.
Yeah, that's so strange.
Ever.
Why is that the only time of year that people can walk around naked and nobody's saying anything?
But I was like, yo.
I'm not mad at it.
What is happening? I was just shocked. Like, I don't know why. I don't know what I was expecting, but I can tell you it wasn't that. That was absolutely not.
Did the thought cross my mind, you know what? Next year, I'm bringing these bad girls out.
Definitely not.
What?
No. I've never been, like, secure. What? I really feel like I have body dysmorphia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody always like, oh my God, you're so pretty. Like, I think I'm like a 6, okay? Mm-hmm. And when I get, like, pretty and dolled up and have makeup on. Like, this is how I look every day. What you see right here is every day. Sunscreen, eyebrows, eyeliner, mascara, and Carmex. Like, that's it.
Carmex.
Like, seriously, like, that's all I wear every day. So when everybody on Facebook and stuff sees me and I have all my makeup done and I have falsies on and I have lipstick on and all this, I'm like, oh my God, you're so great. 7.5, like at the most. So I feel like I don't know what everyone else sees, but I don't see that. So not I've literally never been confident with my body ever.
Me either. I never, ever. I always wore baggy clothes and I never really cared. I actually, funny enough, I've never told this story, but I always wore long sleeves in high school and beyond because I didn't like my arms. I knew that I was super skinny and I didn't think that was attractive. So I was like, I'd say I'm a six. And to this day, I'm like, yeah, I'm still a six. But things changed after the pandemic. And all of a sudden, women of all ages, and my favorite one is this old lady. She was like comfortably in her 60s and she was throwing it at me because I had an ass.
Okay.
And I was like, I didn't know that I had one. And now I'm walking around and my grandmother is like, boy. And she grabbed my ass and said, you need to do a little bit more squats so that it can be pow. I need it to be a brick house. And I was like, why do you need my ass to be a brick house?
What do you mean me? Like,
it's just
well, and so like I just feel like too, for people like me who generally people are like wow, you're so beautiful. I've had people come up to me randomly at the store like, you're gorgeous, and I'm like, oh my God, thank you.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm like, I've seen the worst of me. I see me with absolutely nothing on. I see me like, I have cellulite, I have stretch marks, I see all the bad. So it's hard for me when people are like, oh my God, to be like, yes, I see that. I don't.
No, the cellulite, the stretch marks, to be 100, I don't know if you know this, guys don't really care.
I know, but that's the thing. It's not about them caring. I care. You know what I mean?
No, but that should, like, in my opinion,
yeah,
it should, like, boost just a little bit. Because it's more of like, you see me for who I am, and you still find me attractive.
Yeah.
So then there is something about me that this is beautiful to someone.
Yeah.
So it should be beautiful to you.
Yeah. Well, see, it's like the guy in Texas, like, prefers, like, specifically, like, my ass shape and, like, the fact that I do have those things, like, cellulite and stretch marks. He's like, that's, like, a real homegrown ass. Like, that's what I want to see. You know what I mean? He's like, I see fake ass all day. Like, I can scroll on Instagram right now and see one. Like, I prefer to see, like, an actual, like, real ass, basically, is what he would always say. So, like, that's his thing.
No, I feel that. I'm the same way, actually. Yeah.
So, yeah. And apparently, that's, like, a really popular opinion. Because now, Black China's going away from all her plastic stuff. And so, I see that. That's, like, a thing now.
Kendrick Lamar wasn't lying. Like, show me something natural.
Well, it's just so funny because we go through these waves of, like, people do want the really fake and plastic, and then 5 years later they don't want that anymore, and now you've destroyed your body.
Because people are attracted to the idea rather than, you know, what's presented. I personally would rather have what's presented, because everything that you, like, put on your body that's fake, you know, it feels like, you know, you don't love yourself.
Yeah.
So because you don't love yourself, how can you know that I love you?
Right. For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the shit. I don't know how we went from love to, or went from BBCs to love, but
it was, you know, my kind of porn thing.
Yeah. Okay. So
okay.
You don't drink, but I'm still gonna ask.
Okay.
Tequila or vodka?
Tequila.
Word. Whiskey or Henny?
Whiskey.
Wine or champagne?
Champagne.
Hey. Drunk nights or soulful nights?
Does soulful mean that I'm high? Because you went from drunk, so I was just curious, is that like...
Whatever that means to you.
Oh, I guess I'm going soulful then.
Okay. Vacation or staycation?
Oh, vacation.
Shower? Oh, this is... Interpret this. Shower?
Okay.
Or kitchen?
Kitchen.
Mmm.
Well, the water is like... It's not the same. You know what I mean?
It's not the same.
It's not the same. And I've not this kitchen, but I've experienced the kitchen, like, just on a whim, like, while he was cooking. It was awesome. So, kitchen always.
Yeah. I think only a couple times. Not enough to really Actually, no.
I've heard that the warm water like throws you guys off, like stuff like that.
My biggest problem is that I'm tall. Okay. So, like, everybody that I've ever done it with was short, so then my legs end up falling asleep, I get really lightheaded, and right. I'm just like, you know, why do I do this to myself?
No, yeah.
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 But...
You're basically, like, in a sauna at that point, because you can't really breathe.
Yeah. Well, because I guess I like the idea of the shower, because it's, like, passionate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And then, because... Or intimate.
Was it easy cleanup? I didn't know what you were going with here.
Oh, no. Yeah, that too. But
I mean, that's the only benefit I can think of.
Yeah, but then, like, in the kitchen, like, it's, like, kind of playful and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, a different type of foreplay. Like, you need that.
Yeah, okay. I dig that. Pepsi or Coke?
Pepsi.
Sativa or Indica?
Indica.
Fuzzy socks or a silk robe?
Fuzzy socks.
Mm. And last one, iPhone or Galaxy?
Is this a real question? iPhone? That was a real question?
That was a real question.
Oh,
well. I'm just saying, you never know. All right, and that is everything. And
I survived.
You did, but yeah. We will definitely do a part two one day, and I'm going to do a lot more research.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
start deactivating social.
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm start unfriending you.
No. Rude as hell. But no, because I love, whenever I see anything pop up on your Twitter, I'm just like, oh my God, okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, the best part about like being my Facebook friend is you get to see all the thirsty people. They're hilarious.
Oh no, that's what we're going to get into the next time. All the thirst, your DMs.
Yes.
And it would be great if you did a reading, but you don't have to say names, but a reading.
Of my DMs?
Yeah.
Oh, I have the exact person that you're going to want to read. I already know.
Oh, I want, like,
I just want to give you a preview right real quick.
Oh, please.
I'm not going to necessarily read them, but I'm going to show you what it looks like.
Oh.
Ready? Or, I mean, I can read one if you want me to, because then it'll be, like, a teaser for next time.
Oh, my God. Paragraphs. How come you have not responded?
Not one time have I ever responded to this.
There's so many dates.
He sent me my own post. Yeah.
He sent you your own post. Wait, I've never seen that.
Do you see this?
That's crazy.
Sir.
That's beautiful.
Do you want one of the big paragraphs, or what do you want?
Give me something short and sweet. Like, let's get an idea.
Brittany, so bad, be mine. So sexy. I know we don't know each other. We can change that if you don't mind. We can, sexy.
Wow. He must be foreign.
I have no idea.
Mm.
He loves to call me sexy goddess and amazing queen. Those are his favorite. This one, real quick, though, was one of my all-time faves. Good morning, sexy Brit. I wish I would have been with you, sexy. I would have been woke. I don't know what that means. You fine, sexy, amazing ass up. Licking, sucking on your fine, amazing, and look pussy. I want it in my mouth, sexy. My tongue deep in your amazing. Why you writing my... and tongue like you fucking until you can't take it or you're fine ass not sexy. I just had a stroke reading that, by the way.
It sounded like you had a stroke. That is incredible. Mm-hmm. And tune in next time, because we are definitely going to get into that. That is wild. We will have a whole discussion about men in the DMs and what they can and cannot say. And when do you get the hint?
And on that note, never call someone that you don't know on Messenger.
Bro. That is a level of nasty. Nasty.
Like, screams predator vibe, Megan's Law, red flags, don't like it. Like,
that's nasty. Nasty. Oh my God. If someone called me on Messenger and I don't know you, you are nasty. Go away. I'm immediately blocking you, even if we've never spoke before.
Yes.
I'm immediately blocking you.
It's crazy. Like, and, like, all these blue are from January, and I don't really ever, like, very rarely do I ever respond to
them or read
their messages.
So when you said, sometimes it's hard to go through the DMs or to get to.
Thought I was joking.
I didn't. I was like, oh, I have an idea. But then when I saw all that just now, I'm like, oh, she ain't playing.
No, I mean, when people that I know DM me, sometimes I feel bad because I literally don't even see it. Because sometimes I get so many DMs at the same time, I just clear them all and I don't pay attention to who it was that sent it.
Oh, my God.
My bad.
No, that's that's effing perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to get out of here.
Yes.
But thank you so much. And
thank you for having me.
Oh, any fucking time.
We're definitely going to need longer than an hour next time. It's going to have to be like a block out of the day because there are so many things we can talk about.
Oh, for sure.
It's crazy.
No, one thowie wowie. Yeah. We're definitely going to do that.
Okay. And to close out this episode, I'm going to hit you guys with something special, something just for you, something just for her, really, because, you know, she made her choice. But when she chose Jagged Edge over 112, I feel like we should play some Jagged Edge. What y'all thinking? So thank you for tuning in for the episode of the Reckless Effect Podcast. It's your boy Reckless in the building, King Reckless. And I just have one question. Where the party at?
Come on. Come on.
See us in the club, just show a little love, represent your side like me. Cause round here, if you stick, you catch a hot one. Try shot, got a couple of them down one. Belvedere in the rear of the club, pulled up on dubs, and we about to go and buy the bar up. So, so, for sure we ain't playing, hang with no lames, walk insane.
Baby, where the party at? Girls is on the way, where the Bacardi at?
Yes, we do.
Bottles and models talking all of that.
Best outfit, just showing that skin, trying to make it on the spit. Where you been, girl? You and your friend need to come to the back. We got it locked out. Be a white t-shirt or a three-piece suit. Don't matter what you wear, all that matters is who you with. Some jiggy, some straight grind. All up in the club just to have a good time.
Oh, hey, where the party at? Girls is on the way, where the Bacardi at? Bottles and models talking all of that. No, I can't forget about my where the party at?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The one with the rims, the one that seemed to make more enemies than friends. I'm sliding in past those, both eyes closed, both arms froze, both charms rose with the S-O-S-O-D-E-dot-F. Buying bottles, up to there ain't none left. I'm quick to go left, I plays with no rep. I jams more than death, baby, show me the club. I'm like, hey, whatever card it at? Come and mix it with the crisp, baby, what's wrong with that? We in the VIP twisted, downright spiffed. Two-way, who didn't make it like it missed it?
Come on.
Is on the way, but up a Bacardi, bottles and models talking all of that.
Put your hands up, throw 'em up. Everybody put your hands up, throw 'em. And the beat come back around, everybody do the
game. East side run this mother for ya.
Hell yeah!
Do my south side run this mother for ya. hitting on. Ain't talking about her, and they look like
the party's where you're at, let me say.